AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on guilty pleas in a case against anti-fascists.
Five people have pleaded guilty to terrorism-related charges after being accused of supporting Antifa in a July shooting outside an immigration detention center in Texas. A police officer was wounded when he was struck in the neck by gunfire. The federal charges came after President Donald Trump signed an order that designated the Antifa or anti-fascist movement as a terror organization, even though Antifa is not a single group. Federal prosecutors say an Antifa cell carried out an attack outside the Prairieland Detention Center on July 4th near Dallas that included gunfire and fireworks aimed toward the facility. Court documents show that three of the defendants actually carried out the attack, while two other defendants helped the shooter avoid arrest. The five defendants pleaded guilty to one count of providing material support to terrorists and face up to 15 years in prison when sentenced. I'm Donna Warder.
President Trump says he'll be meeting with New York City Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani in Washington later this week, setting up an in-person clash between the political polar opposites, who for months antagonized each other from afar. In Ukraine, pressure is mounting for President Volodymyr Zelensky to take stronger action to show accountability in the face of a corruption scandal. After more than 3 years of war, in which Ukrainians face regular power outages as a result of Russia's fierce bombardment, allegations of corruption in the energy sector aren't sitting well with the public. Last week, Zelensky dismissed two top officials and imposed sanctions on close associates after government investigators revealed that $100 million had been embezzled from the energy sector through kickbacks paid by contractors. This is AP News. Israeli strikes in Gaza yesterday killed at least 21 Palestinians. AP correspondent Karen Shamas has more.
Men in civilian clothing rushed into a hospital in Khan Yunis, carrying a body in a blanket, the panic evident in their voices. Officials at Al Ahli, Shifa, Nasser and Kuwaiti hospitals reported that they received the bodies of those killed from Gaza City, Khan Yunis and the Mawasi area, that's the southern Gaza displacement camp. Israel struck Gaza on both sides of the yellow line established in last month's ceasefire. The boundary splits the enclave in two, leaving the border zone under Israeli military control while the area beyond it is meant to serve as a safe zone. Israeli strikes have decreased since the ceasefire agreement took effect on October the 10th, but according to Gaza's health ministry, they have not stopped entirely. I'm Karen Shamas.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.